June 8th. The only way to have a friend is to be one. Ralph Waldo Emerson. There is a great desire of people today to get away from life's hassles. The so-called Back to Nature movement has sounded its siren song, and many Odysseuses are straining to respond. Others talk of colonizing outer space. Meanwhile, Senator Lowell P. Weicker, Jr. of Connecticut has found what he believes the ideal hermitage, the ocean floor. After spending 3 tranquil days there in a government research hydro lab, the senator said, "It's a beautiful world with no flack from your friends. Try it." I wonder how long such an existence would be beautiful. Confinement in a small space might soon grow wearying and become prison-like. In dealing with people, friends, family, fellow church members, neighbors, job associates, one is never free of problems, friction, or flack, to use Senator Weicker's World War II word. But it is those same relationships which make our lives meaningful and fulfilling. Mature Christians accept human involvement as the price of admission into the kingdom. When we refuse to extend ourselves in Christian love, we deny ourselves the blessing of fellowship. If you are lonely and feel cut off, don't withdraw further, but stretch out your hand, and you will find new friends, new life, new meaning. Help me follow your example, Jesus, when it comes to caring for others.